We're on page 75 of Islamid Bays. Okay, in the discussion, this really discussion of the Messiah, which was, the discussion began when the Melech HaKuzars asked about our attitude towards the Karoim. We learned last time, basically, the discussion of the Messiah, the fact that the Torah was given without Nekudais, without Trop, without Seif Pasuk, and therefore, there had to be a certain amount that was given over. Amar HaKuzari, now the king replies, and he says, Aval, it's so, Hishtaglus bidavar chayva im shmiras ha-Torah shliya derech l'shanoisa. Hishtaglus bidavar chayva. It has to be that there were those who worked to pass on the Messiah. There will be no other way to give it over with its great wisdom. The Seder, the Nekudis, the Trop, indicates that it has to come from some outside wisdom. It does not fit with our wisdom at all. That's one point which I want to elaborate on. And also, it can't be. When books are passed down, there are changes, there are differences that happen when things are passed down. If everybody has the same Sefer Torah, it must have come a Rabim Ritzuyim a Yachid Ratzui. Either it came from a Rabim or a Yachid that was Ratzui, that was trusted and accepted by the people. Doesn't make sense that everybody would have accepted if Hashem Baruch Hu gave a Torah, and then somebody says, "Well, you put the Seif Pasuk here or there, the Kudus here or there." Kiachachem shenenu nezar toyein mishu karav loy bechachmasa shiasakam aseu. Because if it's somebody who is not nez, somebody who is not coming from God, so someone else who's also smart will correct him. We all know that when you edit a work, it never ends. The editing of a manuscript never ends. You could always edit it. It is said where Rabbi Yoshe Ber printed one sefer in his lifetime. The Soloveitchiks never printed svarim in their lifetimes, not the Beis Halevi, not the Reb Chaim. What is said is that the manuscript that he agreed to publish, he said, is that he edited, finally edited so much that he came back to the original. And then he was satisfied that it must be good, because he came back to the original. Now, if that's exactly what he said or not, but the point is a point, that you can always edit things and correct things. And therefore, if the Torah comes down to us in one form, it's got to be from some authoritative source. And as he brings in the bottom, Messiris Yagla Torah. Now, the Messiris is the Siyag to Torah. So that's one, Nekuda. Now, in the beginning, he writes something which I don't think we're going to understand simply. He says that the Torah, with all its wisdom, had to have come from some higher authority. The truth is that if you're talking about the Messiris, every language has its grammar. And grammar rules are intricate, and they're developed. The fact that they're developed doesn't show that they come from God. But in the case of the Torah,
it's not just the grammar. It's everything that
Allah Almighty says. All those things. But he's Davka not talking about, right? He now wants to talk about the Karaites. So the Karaites have to agree to certain things, and those things themselves indicate they come from Hashem. Then he's going to lead to the other things. What he explains here at the bottom, brings from the Ramban in his Akdama, is that really there are parts of Torah that we don't spend a lot of time on. It's popular today, the so-called Torah codes, which are basically people at a computer trying to figure out odds and ends. You know, I told them, you know, when they said that the Twin Towers is Merumah in the Torah, that it would fall, So I said, if you would have predicted it the day before 9/11, I would have said, wow, that's a great raya from the Torah. But afterwards, you know, it doesn't show anything. However, there are certain ramazim in the Torah. There's an idea that the Rambam brings in his Agdama, which is known in certain Sifrei Sfarim HaMekubalim. It's like the Gra writes about it, that all the whole Torah is Shemaisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really, all the Torah is a combination of Tzirufei Isis, of different combinations of letters. And one example, there's a Rashi in Sukkah that tells us about the Shem Ayin Beis. There's a 72 letter name of God, how its Merum is in the Torah. Rashi brings three Psukim, and how there's a code that teaches us the 72 letter name of Hashem. That's just one example of the way the Torah is merum is to many things. Rabbi Zilberstein, in one of his svarim, brings that he had once given over one of Rav Weissmandel's incredible. Rav Weissmandel was a genius who found Ramazim in the Torah. Like if you take every third word, every third letter from beginning to end, you get something that has to do with three and in Kabbalah and all kinds of Ramazim. And Rav Zilberstein said he showed one of the Ramazim to a mathematician. The mathematician said, you know, if you play around a computer, you'll always find something. And then he went home and he came back. He said, you know, he did the statistical analysis of it and the odds are like 1 in 10 million that this thing would work out. So the point is that the Torah has within it a tremendous amount of ramazim. The idea that we say this is the middle letter of the Torah, or darish darish is the middle word of the Torah, that's because a word can't be added before and after. It has to come down to us that all the words are there. Normally, if you have a manuscript, you'll have different words. He gives an example. He says the Targum. If you look in the Targum Onkelos, you'll find that there are different gersais in the Targum Onkelos. Now, the Targum was given down by Frum Yidden. You know, Frum Yidden don't read the Targum. And it was given down. And still, it just can't be that over time there won't be discrepancies. And that's what happens. Moshenka, the Sefer Torah, which has is a very consistent. I want to tell you about one thing in Parashas Vayishlach, in this week's parasha. When Binyamin is born, the pasuk says, "Vayihi b'tzeis nafsha," and it was when she died, "Kimesa," because she died. "V'tikra Shemai ben Oinia," she died. She gave him a name. Now, as you should know, Mesa Mil'el is past tense. She died. Mesa Mil'ra is she was dying. It's a present tense. So the Targum here has Mahava b'mipak nafsha are misas, she died. And in parentheses, a second girsa are maisa, she was dying. So the Targum actually has two girsais on this. And when you look at a Chumash, you can't figure it out. It says mem, saf, hey. Is it meisa or meisa? Rav Palm and Yeshiva had them lay these two words twice. Ki meisa and ki meisa. To do it both ways, to satisfy both of the, which we do here in Shul as well. And it's just an example of a place where, that comes to mind with the Targum, which by and large, the Targum is consistent. There are inconsistencies. The new Art Scroll Chumash, they write, they put effort into resolving the inconsistencies in the Targum. They didn't have to write inconsistencies in the Chumash. There are no inconsistencies in the Chumash. But in the Targum, that they wanted to resolve the inconsistencies, and oh man, are they getting it now, you know, because all the experts say, my way is right, your way is right. So, you know, I told them that as long as they notice you, it's a compliment.
So where does the Aleph and the A and Dako?
The only word that has two, the only letter is Ptsua Daka, with his, the traditional Chumashim have an Aleph, Sefer Torah, and the, Lubavitch and the Taimonim have a Hey. That's the one place where it doesn't change the meaning, because it's a unique word. But the question is, if you spell with an Aleph or a Hey at the end, and that is the one letter that's different. Basically, it's different in the Sifrei Torah. It doesn't add a letter, so it's not the middle letter of the Torah is the same, but that there is an inconsistency. Almost all the Sifrei Torah are the same. As I said, there's one group among Ashkenazim, one among Sfaradim, that have it the other way. And that's in Parshas Kiseitze. That difference is a difference.
So according to what Rav Kook said, when we just lay regularly about a molly, don't we do the Zechus
Zechus? Well, we don't do it normally. We do it when it comes to Doraisa, so we're choshish for a second opinion.
So when we read by Yishlach, it's a Dorabon also.
Yeah, but it's, I guess, more of a suffix, and it's more of a question that changes the meaning. Rapam didn't put it in the paper, everyone should do it. And this one, in yeshiva, I don't think most places do it. But, everybody has to have his own, little knetch, in serving Hashem. But anyway, the point here is that the Kuzar concedes the point that without some sort of a Messiah, the Torah can't be given over. There's gotta be some sort of a Messiah to it. Amar Achaver, Lami Gimel. Both us and the Kairites, we have to agree that the Torah, we have some Kabbalah as to how it's given, how it's read. And everyone's got to agree that Torah Smaisha, the Sefer Torah given by Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael, looked like our Sefer Torah. The Karaim are okay with that. So the Karaites agree to the basic idea, and that the Torah has to be given with Nekudais and Tamim, etc. But they say beyond that, we can try to figure it out ourselves. And here we come to his more traditional argument in Lamed Hei. Well, the point is the punctuation. You see, the Chava wanted to make the point that Karaites can't come along and say, we don't need any oral tradition. It's not possible. You can't take a Sefer Torah without any oral tradition and just read it because you don't know where to put the kudas and where to put the self-pasuks and anything. So, that sort of just makes the point that you need some type of a Messiah. That's fine. There's no problem with it coming later. But a book that's written without Nekudos will invariably have different ways to render it. The Gemara. The Gemara is given without Nekudos. But there are variant readings of it. You have all over the place. Every page you have some variation.
And that's because in the Sefer Torah we have very strict rules.
That's the whole point.
The one letter is no longer also.
Okay, you can only have strict rules if the people respect the rules. If the people didn't feel it was given by God, they wouldn't have respected it. So that's his point. That's the point that he's making. So those rules that come down, we understand that the way Moshe Rabbeinu gave it.
And that's what just...
We're not saying it came later. The punctuation had to be given. The Torah couldn't have been given with no punctuation. It wasn't written. It wasn't written, but it was given. You can't give the Torah to somebody without pronouncing the words. People have to know if the word is Bereshis or if the word is some other reading of that word. Right? You can't give a Torah without punctuation. What came later is the physical punctuation signs. But the giving over the sound itself was original. There can be no language without sound.
Right, and for that you don't need the punctuation.
You do need punctuation in order to know how to say the sound. My grandson's learning the kudus. You should hear how he does it. You know, until he gets it straight, it's not going to work. And he's extremely brilliant. That's fine. It's true, because you know the language. Nevertheless, and within any book that's given down, you can render the punctuation two ways, in ways that change your meaning. I'm not saying you'll mess it up totally, But it'll be that way. All right, let's see. Amar Achavar. V'hine zeh sefer Moshe ha-poshet etzrachtu b'miloisev u'bedibor boi el kama kites min kabbalah. The Sefer Torah Moshe that we got, the simple Sefer Torah, needs many levels or many groups to be passed down to us, which are min ha-nikud, the nikudis, mitam, the trup, mepasuk, where pasuk ends and starts, mimesiris, and the different mesiris that teach us pre-exiv and etc. Achas kama v'kama anu tzrichim binyanav upirushav. Now these five words are the title, so to speak, of this presentation. There are more variables in the inyan, in the understanding of it, than in the reading of it. When you have words, there's only so many ways you could read it, but there are many ways you could understand it. And he gives examples. Now, it seems that a lot of these examples, the Karaites are in the dustbin of history for the most part, and therefore we're not familiar with most of their disputes. But he runs through here in rapid order many of the disputes and explains how without a Messiah it's impossible. For example, God said this month is Rosh Chodesh. Why did the Jews say, hey, maybe it means the Egyptian months, or the months of the Kazdim, of the Assyrians, or Kazdim? Why did some Jews say it's a solar year, and others say it's a lunar year? Or the combination of the solar lunar year? Right, want the Quran should tell me tshuva mesapekas alzeva adaymalai. How can you answer it? How can you say the Torah is without any Messiah? If the Torah was given for Moshe and they said, figure it, do what you want with it. This month is Rosh Chodesh. There should have been groups within the Jews arguing about which year we're talking about. What are we talking about? And it's not that way. We haven't accepted a calendar. It's a rather complicated calendar. And he goes on with a number of these things. Vashuv ledaitam. And I'll say, according to them, Ritzayni lishtadu, shishivuni tshuva maspekas kasha ashalayim. I'll ask the Karoim more questions. Ama sheyatir hachai lechol. What is it that we're allowed to eat? Ma'inyin hazvicha. What does the word shechting mean in the Torah? Shemahu nechira. Maybe it makes to make a hole at the heart. Or hereg, or chopping off the head, kashi is damin, as however it comes your way. The Torah says, you can't eat what the guy shechts, why not? Why is it that a guy could skin the animal, doesn't make a treif, a guy can't shecht the animal, or any other work? Well, tell me which fats in the animal are prohibited. Torah says fats are prohibited. Which fats? Vudavak imamuter b'miayin v'akeva. And the fats that are asur are stuck to, they're attached to permitted cuts of meat. V'zulasa menikur abasar. And explain to me how, without a mesira, could you know how to devein an animal? Shimsalei hageder shebein amuter v'asur k'desh le'achalik poyim chaveray. How could it be if Hashem said some things are kosher, some things are treif? Why did the Jews in the Midrash start arguing, this one holds this one's kosher, this one holds this one's kosher? Why wasn't it an argument? It had to come with an explanation. V'chein ha'alya, hasura etzlam hayeshla geder, while part of the tail is asur. Shemo echad yasir k'tzas hazalav, v'echad yasir akaf k'mayshu. Maybe one will say a piece of the tail is asur, and some say the whole thing. Now, I don't know why I don't buy tail in the animal. I never saw tail in the butcher store. In the time of Chazal, the tail was a delicacy. Eating the tail. What?
Jamaicans
eat the tails. Okay. We don't get any tail today. Probably because we can't, we're not bakim and cleaning out the chalev. What? It's very tasty. So some people do get the tail. Svaridim eat the hindquarters of an animal. Svaridim eat the hindquarters. You eat tail?
I don't eat tail, but I
You can eat tail, don't be
inside.
They chunk with the tail.
Okay. The guy bought a whole case from Rubashka, a case of meat.
A case of tails?
No, a case of meat.
Case of meat.
Tails that he found.
Oh, really? That's interesting, Rubashka. That's interesting. He could if there is no Sephardic shlita in the United States. The Sephardim go to Ashkenazic shlita places and do their own.
Yeah.
They can. They have a Masara to do it. They have a Masara. They can. We had a Masara until very recently. I don't know if there's anybody left. Vayisa writes, Shivarli ha'ifat Torah. Tell me which birds are kosher. Zula samafur samin. There are very few that are known. The turtle dove and the pigeon. Hey, no, a chicken is not one of the trefair birds. And tell me what is the gavul of carrying. You read the chumash, you can't know. In Mubesa, you're not carrying your house. Chatzera, your yard. Rishusa, your property. If you like chatzerim rabim, or if you have many yards. What is the boundary beyond which you can't carry? The word "don't go out of your place" is soivel. It could be understood in many ways. All right, I guess it's time, so we're stopping here in middle. There are a couple of nekudas in what he says that we'll pick up on the Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. So, Mitzvah Shem, we'll continue tomorrow.
So most of the machlokas between the Tanaim was a result of not knowing the Masorah.
There's almost never a machlokes in the Gemara regarding the Masorah. I say almost never. There are a few. There's one about Shir Hashirim, how words are, how the Kudus are Shir Hashirim, and there are a few, Zachar and Zecher, There are very few disagreements in Shas about it, about the Kudus. Reb Chaim, you can think of an argument in the Gemara about Nekudas. It's rare.
I think a certain number of posuk have no hechra. It's called
Shalom Hechra, yeah. Because the trup could go both ways.
But I'm talking about Halacha. He's mentioning things.
What he's saying is you can't take a Sefer Torah and know what it's talking about. That's what he's telling you. The Karoim, just like they have to accept the Nekudas and the Seiposik, whatever they accepted, they have to accept some level of explanation. There's no way of, it's not only that they don't. Let's say they'll say, well, God said, figure it out yourself, do what you want. Each person can do what he wants. The question he's posing is why then, of the 600,000 Jews in the Midbar, weren't there two or three groups? If God's intention was you could do what you want, there should have been groups that understood. That's what Chavra is saying. Why weren't there groups? Why didn't some of them have different years? You know, it's interesting. The Beis Yosef writes in one of his letters that when the Jews came back to Eretz Yisrael, there were three calculations for which is the Shemitah year. Imagine that. So he said they had an Asifa when they returned, and they agreed on one calculation for Shemitah. It's like a miracle. Imagine to be a Sephardic Shemitah, Ashkenazic Shemitah, Lubavitch Shemitah. You know, it would be very hard to have kosher.
The Rambam that they agreed on too?
The Rambam is fascinating. The Rambam, you know, there's a question in the Yovel years, if the 50th year is day one of the new calculation. So the Rambam writes, it should be this way, but I have a Masorah that way. Right, it doesn't, that particular argument doesn't make a big nafkamina today, but it doesn't make any nafkamina. Okay.